This is St. Louis Public Radio. For this next story, I apologize if you are in the middle of breakfast or dinner, but we received a Curious Louis question that's about roadkill, as in dead animals on the road, and St. Louis Public Radio's Shula Newman decided she wanted to know the answer too.
The question came from this guy.
Hi, I'm Jim Marshall. This is my Curious Louis question. When I see roadkill, I was wondering who picks it up and what do they do with it?
The answer depends on where it is. Local governments handle roadkill on their own streets, but otherwise, the Missouri Department of Transportation takes care of it. But there's more to it than that. So to really answer Jim's question, we have to meet some of the people who do the work. Dean Morris and David Scales are part of MoDOT's Southwest Customer Response Team, and they take care of a lot more than roadkill. They also trim trees, fill potholes, whatever hazards people call in about. But today, they're going out to clean up a deer.
We're going to head out to 141 at Corman for a dead animal.
These guys clean up lots of dead animals, especially deer, anywhere from 1 to 60 a day, which means it's a fairly routine part of their job, although they say that first time you have to do it can be pretty rough. Scale says it was especially hard for him because he didn't know it was part of the job in the first place.
We drove up to the deer and everything. I said, look at that. And he stopped and he turned on his work lights and I looked at him and he said, all right, you ready? I said, ready for what? He said, to pick up that dead deer. I said, we gotta do what?
Scales admits he almost lost it that first time, but after a year, he got used to it. So did Morris, who has a philosophical approach. Whether it's deer or possum or armadillo, he says the bodies are just a shell. But there's one animal Morris says he can't get used to. Dogs.
When you see a dog, it just taps into that vulnerable side. And typically I had to take a second to look and just get past the fact that this is my job.
Today's task, however, is to pick up a deer. And the first thing I learn when we arrive at the roadkill site is that this is a very dangerous job. We're right on Highway 141. Cars are zipping past, not slowing down or swerving. Morris and Scales turn on the work lights, don bright yellow work vests, and watch out for each other while also keeping an eye out for distracted drivers. Then they check out the deer, carefully. Scales gently nudges it with his foot, not because it could be alive, but...
But typically you still want to check the deers out because like possums and everything, they feed on them. And if you come and grab one too quickly, one may run out. So it's one of those. So that's why we check them first to make sure ticks and everything.
No possums, no ticks. Morris and Scales grab the deer by its legs and carry it to the back of their pickup truck. Then they lay it down on a special metal trailer. They secure the trailer gate, double-checking it's locked down so the deer doesn't fall out. And we return to the truck. Now it's time to take the carcass to its resting place. There are choices for this. The most basic is to bring it to an incinerator. But several animal sanctuaries will also take it, for the meat. Today, we go to the World Bird Sanctuary in Valley Park, where Morris and Scales leave the dead body on the ground by the road.
You just leave him there?
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll walk out. That's two of their freezers there. They'll come out. They'll see him. They'll drag him in there and get to doing their butchering.
The birds of prey eventually get quite the feast. So that's what happens to roadkill. It's not terribly glamorous, but as Morris tells us, working for MoDOT, serving the public, keeping the roads safe and free of hazards is satisfying work.
I actually enjoy what I do.
Same here.
I get to help people, you know, whether it's doing a pothole or just calling a customer back. Just knowing that we actually help someone, I am 100% comfortable with, you know.
Which means the next time you spot roadkill and call it in to have the animal removed, you not only know what happens to it, but you also know at least two of the people who clean it up are 100% okay doing it. I'm Shula Newman, St. Louis Public Radio.